There's some live music which I'm really looking forward to. They've come a long way this morning to be with us and play live. The band is called Moxie, and I'm going to have a chat with them in just a second. They're from Limerick and Sligo, I think. I hope we'll get more details in a second. But first, good morning, lads.
Good morning,
man. I'm up some microphones there. All right, we'll have a chat in just a second, but maybe first, just a bit of live music. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What's this called?
Drake Man.
Go for it. Certainly rocks out there. I don't think I've ever had a fuller sound in the studio. And I'm trying to think of comparisons, and there's everything from, I don't know, Planxty to Mumford & Sons in there. So, and a lot in between and either side. So, that was brilliant.
Sean.
That was brilliant stuff. And we get to the mentions of live performances in just a sec. In fact, you're in the Star today. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's mentioned about a gig you're doing in the Sugar Club.
Oh yeah, that's the 21st of May.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to that. We're launching our new single from the album Planted. We're launching a single called Leeds. So we have a new music video for that as well, which we're going to show on the night of the gig.
Okay.
On the 21st, so...
Sugar Club is a big one.
Yeah. You can get your tickets on the Sugar Club website, and you can go to our website, moxiemusical.com, if you want to find the music.
Right.
We're playing this Saturday as well at the Ishnock Fire Festival in Mullingar.
Yeah. Okay. That should be fun.
Those gigs are too far away. You have to play somewhere closer. Yes. Yeah. Let's go around the room first of all. Start with you, Joss. Just name what you play, where you're from.
Joss Kelly from County Sligo. I play the keyboard and the accordion.
Good stuff.
I am Ted Kelly, Joss's older brother. And I play the tenor banjo and electric tenor guitar.
And yourself, sir?
I'm not in the band, actually.
You picked him up, he was hitching.
Two of the lads
hitching outside Donegal Town, was he?
He's playing the fiddle with his name, Jean-Christophe Morel.
From France, yeah. Bordeaux.
Just a guest today.
Just a guest. So you left the
lads. We're missing two of the lads who are in Dublin. They couldn't make it up. They had gigs last night in Dublin City, so...
Tell the truth, they slept in.
They went to see the Staves.
For once, none of us slept in and we made it. Except
Brilliant. So how come you've ended up, you hang out, do you play at all with the boys?
Yeah, actually. I live in Dublin with Ted
half-time,
so...
Oh, great stuff.
Class.
All right. Well, I couldn't tell from that performance you don't play regularly. And finally...
I'm Patrick Hazelton and I play drums and I'm from Sligo.
Brilliant. Okay. So how did you all get together? How did the band first? Where did you meet up? Well, apart from you two lads.
Yeah. We met up in the world.
Yeah. I met Paddy in school in the Sligo Grammar School. He came in when he was about 13, I think.
13, yeah.
So we met then and we were playing together for years. And then myself, Joss and Paddy met Killian and Darren, who are the lads from Limerick, who aren't here at the moment, unfortunately. But we met them in Milltown Malby at the festival down there, the Willie Clancy. And it was great. We had such brilliant sessions, you know. We just said to each other, let's try and arrange some music and see what happens.
Okay. And, I mean, even missing two members, you know, it's a brilliant sound and it all comes together great. So I'm only guessing what it sounds like when all five of you are together. So the live gigs are falling into place now. And with the launch of the new album, I'm sure you'll be expecting more of them, hopefully, to come on stream.
Yeah.
And not just here, but elsewhere. So I wish you all the best with the album. Tell me about the album. The band formed in 2011, late 2011, was it?
Yeah.
And so the album, it's a fairly recent creation.
Yeah.
Last August we made it.
Last August. We were kind of been arranging the music before that for a while, I suppose. So we went into the studio in...
Rathcoole,
is it in April?
Last April?
May, wasn't it? Last May. And we recorded the album and then we brought it out in August. So since then we've been kind of touring the album and playing all the stuff live at gigs, which is going really well. And
I can imagine.
Yeah.
We're hoping to do an Irish tour as well, so hopefully we'll get up to the hills of Donegal at some stage.
Yeah, I think around September time we'll be doing another Irish tour, so it should be fun.
Great. Well, let us know if you're playing in Donegal, and because I'll definitely be along at it. tell me a bit more about about how the mix came together. I mean, what's your influences? Because it's in a way the music's hard to describe. I mean, I mentioned traditional music, but there's so much more in there. There's a bit of bluegrass and
there's a lot of jazz. We listen to a lot of jazz, and we listen to rock music. We listen to
funk as well.
Funk. On the internet, there's just so many tunes you can listen to.
There's some music in Europe, and even JC was showing us some stuff yesterday. And there's so many virtuosic musicians out there. I'm watching them on YouTube and stuff. And the music that they play isn't only one genre, anymore these days. Everything's mixed, and it's all multicultural. So music, I suppose, is really, really exciting at the moment.
I know, absolutely. Yeah. And so many ways you can access it as well.
So many fusions going on.
Yeah.
Listen, I stay with us because I'm hoping that you can play me another tune.
Can you bash out another one, yeah?
Just one wee second because I've got to take a break and then we'll have another wee chat and then maybe finish up with a wee tune. So let's take a short break first. Okay, live in the studio this morning is Moxie. You may not be familiar with the name, but trust me, in the coming weeks and months you will be, because once they hit the live circuit... they're going to take off. I guarantee it. There's very little in this life is guaranteed, but trust me. And the band are from Limerick and Sligo, and of ones oh so young, what an accomplished sound. Taking traditional music in all sorts of directions. Have you no shame?
Jeez, you're very nice, Sean.
Have you no shame?
That was some introduction.
Yeah, that was class.
So, there's a few dates already in the calendar, and I'm guessing that by the time the summer's out, that there'll be more added in, because the album is now out. Where can people get their hands on the album?
They can get it from our website, or there's a couple of stores that it's sold from as well. The best is probably from our website. Okay. If you go on, it's www.moxiemuso.com.
Moxiemuso.
Yeah.
M-U-S-O.
All right.
M-O-X-I-E. M-U-S-O.
And your music's been described as, adventurous, taking traditional music with many beautiful twists and turns. And let's see, other descriptions here, because they're all complimentary. And it defies easy categorization, a high energy cocktail. The critics love you so far.
Well, it's very fun, like, playing together, the five of us. We have a lot of fun playing together, and when we play live, like, there's just, we all have so much energy as people really anyway, that we kind of bounce off each other. Mm. And then when the audience are listening, you know, we usually feed up a bit of their energy, and it's just really crazy.
It's a bit of a trad rave, an Irish music rave.
Yeah.
Well, the first tune you did was Drakeman, and and there was just so much energy, especially when it took off there about halfway through. I almost feel the hairs on my back standing up. You feel that as musicians, you feel that as well when things just fall into place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're lucky to have Paddy on the drums. Yeah, originally born in Uganda.
Yeah.
Well,
he's been living in Ireland all his life, and he adds a new element to the music, like the African beats, and he's got that rhythm.
Right.
quite a unique style as well, because not every drummer would have a towel over the snare drum.
That's to dampen the sound, though.
That's what?
He's too loud.
To dampen the sound.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I thought maybe it was for wiping the sweat off or something like that.
Oh, that too. He dips his head in that every now and again during the
game. Yeah. Oh, I see. So the album available on the website. How can people touch base with you as well? Not just the website. I'm sure you're on Facebook.
Facebook and Twitter, and our email is on the website and everything. And I think our own emails are on it too, if you want to contact anyone in the band.
The album's also on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh yeah, iTunes. If you want the instant download, I suppose.
And whenever you do announce an Irish tour and the Donegal date, or maybe dates, who knows?
Dates, hopefully.
Then
we played up in McCrory's.
Yeah, McCrory's.
Kildaff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That was lovely
venue. Great venue.
Lovely venue.
Great tradition of
great fish and chips
live
up
music.
There.
Oh yeah,
the freshest you can get.
Huh? All right, very good. the immediate plans now. I'm guessing there's a lot more promoting to do for the album. And the rather distinctive picture on the cover. How'd that come about? Describe it first of all. There.
Well, for that photo shoot, well, we're standing beside a fire and the mountain Knocknarea. We're on a beach in Sligo, on Lisadell Beach, and Knocknarea Mountains in the background. And we kind of dressed up in tribal outfits. Kind of, we had headgear.
Yeah, well, Colin Gillan is a photographer in Sligo, and Colin came up with the idea. He's been listening to our music for years, since we've been growing up in Sligo and stuff, and Colin came up with the idea that our music was almost like Irish tribal music or something. So he looked into it, and his sister Nicola built these head masks for us, which resembled kind of crows and ancient Irish animals like wolves and stuff like that.
Antlers thrown in.
Yeah, and we all wore them, and actually it was lashing rain down at the beach when we took the photo, but the sun came out as it was raining, you know, so that's why the colour.
We kind of had to dance around the fire for about 20 minutes. Colin was like, just do whatever you want, so we kind of
warmed up,
started chanting, like, we turned into a tribe for 20 minutes.
It's all captured there in the photograph.
It really is, it really is.
And there's 6 million people credited with funding the album.
Yeah.
And is there anybody
campaign to to raise money for the album, so okay. people helped us out, and they got certain rewards like an album or
posters
or something, you know.
But it's worked out. That process
it works out. They funded campaign. It was great.
Yeah, a lot of our friends.
Thanks to everyone who did it again. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. It was great fun.
Great.
Busking on the streets in Dublin and everything, you know.
All right. Well, you know, it sounds like it's been quite a journey so far. And the best luck, because it's only really starting out for us. Good luck with the album. It's very accomplished. And it's got some great stuff on there that's going to surprise a lot of people. And, you know, not just entertain. And as I mentioned earlier, I think that the whole thing comes together and makes sense and really takes off when you play live. And you're going to play another song for us now.
Yeah, we're going to play one called Leeds, and as I said earlier, we're launching the video of this one in the Sugar Club on the 21st of this month. So we're looking forward to that, yeah.
All right, so if anybody can make it to Sugar Club or know friends in Dublin, tip them off, 21st of this month.
Get your carpool and going down from Donegal.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
Exams are over.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a perfect timing then.
Sound a party.
Okay then, let's take it away, and it's called Leeds.
This one's Leeds.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stuff. Appearing at venues nationwide and hopefully at a festival near you over the course of the summer, and hopefully here in Donegal. I'm going to hold just to it in September at the latest.
Yeah.
The band are called Moxie, M-O-X-I-E. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in this
morning. Thanks, John.